It's the time of the year when high school administrators hold their breath, waiting to see what graduating seniors will do to leave their mark. The senior prank. It's practically an institution. For your homework last week, we asked about your senior pranks and what a bunch of mischievous listeners you are. We got one tale of adding red dye to a school's plumbing system. At another, seniors deflated every tire on the fleet of school buses. In Seattle, Peter Crook had a great impersonation of his vice principal, so his buddies convinced him to use his special talents over the PA system.
And I announced, good morning, students and teachers. Sorry for the interruption. I would just like to remind you that tomorrow is senior class cut day, and all seniors will be expected to be at Stinson Beach. A keg will be provided, and bring your own cups, and we hope to see you there. All right, thanks. Have a great day.
The joke was a hit, with everyone except the vice principal and Peter's parents. Luckily, he was suspended just in time for senior cut day. Listener Elizabeth Denny of Florence, Massachusetts, spent a month of her senior year doing serious scientific research on how to turn the school's swimming pool into a wriggly, jiggly mass of jello. She writes, I figured out what the temperature would need to be for the gelatin to harden. As it turns out, autumn nights are perfect. Four of us dumped 100-pound bags of commercial gelatin in the pool, swam around to mix things up, and went home to shower and bed. The next morning, we arrived at first period phys ed, changed into our swimsuits, girls on one side, boys on the other, and tried very hard not to crack up as we waited for the first victim to jump in. A boy dove right in, and the gelatin parted like the Red Sea with a delightful splork. Elizabeth Denny's punishment, because she was, of course, caught, a semester of counseling to explore her anger management issues. Totally worth it, I say. For next week's homework assignment, we want to talk about something that could ease your anger, cold, hard cash, or rather, checks. Taxpayers started getting their economic stimulus rebate checks this week, and we want to know, how are you going to spend yours? New computer? Mortgage payment? Donation to your public radio station? Yeah, right. Email us at homework@npr.org, or spin your wild spending tales on our homework hotline, 202-408-5183. And make sure you tell us your name and a phone number.